Honorable Gajendra Kumar Ponnambalam, you have 18 minutes.
I was told 20 minutes, Honorable Deputy Speaker.
So, I mean, we are compromised on time and all these, they're exceeding their time limits.
I thank you for allocating me
at least 18 minutes.
At least 18 minutes.
Okay. Thank you.
You see, when this government took office, Honorable Deputy Speaker, I actually wanted to wish the government well. And the reason for that is, you know, we've had basically two parties that have governed this country for the last 77 years. And there have been changes in names, you know, changes in certain postures, but by and large it has been those two parties that have, or two formations that have governed this country. The President, as Finance Minister, when he presented the budget, he mentioned that. He also mentioned that in his policy statement. So this government coming into power is a radical departure from that 77-year history. And, I mean, whatever one may say about the JVP, which is the predominant constituent of the National People's Power, has stood for certain principles and has, you know, we might, as a party, might not agree with the way in which they look upon the ethnic problem or the question of what the Tamil nationalist position is with regards to a vision for this country. But nonetheless, they have stood by certain principles, and they have said that when they are in power, they will ensure the complete eradication of racism, which has been the bane of this country, which we ourselves say has been the backbone of the ethnic conflict. Racism meaning a majoritarian, singular Buddhist, nationalist ideology that unfortunately is exclusive in nature, to a point where the Tamils, Tamil-speaking people predominantly, but definitely the Tamil people of the North and the East, have been terribly targeted. So it is in that backdrop where there has been a clear departure that I and my party was hoping this government would demonstrate a new beginning through this budget. So when we look upon this budget, the test, Honorable Deputy Speaker, is whether there is significant departure on key issues facing the Tamil people of the Northeast, since we represent the Tamil people of the Northeast, a key departure from key issues that have made us oppose previous governments. I mean, it's not rocket science. That's the key test that we would apply when we look at this budget. So in that sense, I mentioned that we were hopeful and we were actually looking forward to this budget, because there is also an element within this government, the predominant party, the JVP, being a leftist-oriented party, will not be too enamored by right, centre-right and right-wing economic policies, but there would be a tendency towards looking at the vulnerable and paying special attention to the vulnerable, to protect them, protect their economies, and try and make sure that their economies can grow. And that is a key element of leftist thinking. So this was something that we were really actually looking forward to in this government's budget. One of the key things that I was looking for, actually the Finance Minister and President mentioned it once or twice, and that is that the Northeast, because of a war situation for over 30 years, has been specifically vulnerable, and therefore there have to be special attention paid to the Northeast. And that is true. That is true. That is exactly what we were expecting to see in this budget. But honestly, Honorable Deputy Speaker, there is nothing specific in this budget for the Northeast. Nothing specific in this budget to say that the Northeast, because of the war situation that existed for 30 years, is specifically vulnerable and must be protected. He has mentioned the North and the East, certain projects. For example, the rural road development project, he said that for the North, he is allocating 5 billion, that is 5,000 million rupees. When he was in Jaffna a few weeks ago and attended the district coordinating committee meeting, which I also attended, he specifically asked the specific department under the provincial council for how much money they are capable of spending for road development, rural road development in Jaffna. And the gentleman who represented the particular department said that they have been allocated 1,300 million and that they will be able to spend that amount by this year, for this year. Then the president went on to say, okay, if you say that you can spend that money, I will allocate 5,000 million, that is 5 billion, for the northern province. Now, I'm just, this is a typical example where doubt creeps in, because 5,000 million means where you have in the northern province five districts, then you, assuming that you allocate equally to those five districts, it's a war-affected area, 1,000 million each district. Means Jaffna for this year was allocated 1,300. And Jaffna is relatively developed when it comes to the roads. It is the other districts in the northern province that actually needs far more allocations. But under his proposal of 5 billion, Jaffna is only going to get at best 1,000 million, 300 million less than what we have this year. But to say in a sweeping statement that you're getting 5 billion looks quite good, but in the detail, there is a serious problem. He's allocated, another thing he specifically mentions is allocating 100 million to the Jaffna Public Library. Good, it is something that we welcome. But honestly, Honorable Deputy Speaker, 100 million today is nothing. You know that. I mean, a house, a fairly wealthy person who tries to build a house will not be able to complete his house in Colombo for about 40 or 50 million. What is 100 million for an entire library that was completely destroyed and that is still not restored to its original splendor? So when it comes to the details, there is a problem. We have repeatedly said in previous budgets, I have been a member of parliament since 2001. At that time itself, we spoke in terms of needing a special provision for the Northeast because it was war affected. Certainly, since I got re-elected in 2020, we have been saying that after 2009, consecutive governments should have declared the Northeast a war-affected area. They should have brought in certain protectionist measures for maybe 5 years or 10 years to ensure that the people who are vulnerable, who are literally 40 years behind the rest of the country, their economies are protected, allowed to grow, strengthen, and then once they are ready to compete with the rest of the country, then you have a all-encompassing policy for the whole country. So we have been saying that for previous governments, but of course none of those governments listened. And we were hoping that this government, which is dominated by the JVP, which is a leftist party, would actually take that point, but they haven't. And as a result, there are serious concerns, Honorable Deputy Speaker. Now, take for example, there are in this budget, in the annexures, the allocations to the Kacheris for the Northeast are in this way, capital expenses for the Kacheri. Jaffna has been allocated 187 million. Mannar has been allocated 189 million. Bavunia 100 million. Mulletivu 126 million. Kilunuchi 179 million. Now, you would think that these are very good figures and should be very good figures, especially because these are war-affected areas that need much, much more than the rest of the country. But compare those figures with Hambantota. Jaffna was allocated 187 million. Hambantota is allocated 548 million for capital expenditure through the Kacheri. Matara 473 million. Gol 545 million. Gampaha 432 million. Kalutara 516 million. Kalambo 452 million. These are fairly safe developed areas. Kurunagala 256 million. Anuradhapura 309 million. Ratnapura 566 million. Kegol 540 million. We don't even go beyond 200 million. In the north and the east, we don't get even more than 200 million, well below 200 million. For over 30-year war-affected area. Now, surely there is something wrong with these allocations. What is the message you're sending people like us? The president and the finance minister in his speech says that the war-affected area must be developed and special focus must be given. But in reality, it's the complete opposite. And those are our concerns. There has been a lot of dedication to education. Sectoral wise, there have been several matters that the present budget has raised. Those we welcome. Now, if you take education, Honorable Deputy Speaker, since the Prime Minister is the minister concerned, education, they talk of modernizing education, preschool nutrition programs, student scholarships, development of sports schools. These are all wonderful. These are all things that we will have our support. But I ask the Honorable Prime Minister, as Minister of Education, whether she is not aware that there is a thing called preschools. Under her ministry, preschool teachers in the north are paid something like 6,000 rupees as an allowance. That's it. 6,000 rupees. But the defense ministry also carries out preschool teachers. They also have preschool teachers under the civil security department. Do you know what their wage is? Well over 20,000. If I'm not mistaken, it's 30,000 or even more now. Now, what does that mean? What is the message you're giving? The same teacher who's supposed to perform the same job under the Ministry of Education is paid 6,000, but under the Ministry of Defense, which is a military institution, is paid over 30,000. What is that? Why is that applied to the Northeast, especially the Northern Province? Isn't that a militarization of education? Doesn't that sound very sinister? But this government says nothing of it. It talks of preschool, it talks of developing that sector, but says nothing about this disastrous policy that previous governments that we have opposed very vehemently for their very racist, for their extremely counter-insurgency policies, even 15, 16 years after the war. This government is silent on that. That means it's going to continue. If you look at the Eastern Province, all that is said is that the Eastern Province is going to be promoted, made into a financial hub, and the entire burden is put on India. That India will be sought after, that India will come in and will take the entire burden in developing the Eastern Province. Very good. We know that India will come forward. But whilst you want India to come forward, you're also announcing in this very same budget that 39 of the Trincomalee oil tank farms are going to be internationally bidded for. Now, you know that India is very interested in those oil tank farms. Now, if that 39 oil tank farms are going to be palmed off to somebody else, do you think India will be interested? Do you think India will take that kindly? When India has repeatedly said that they have a special interest, since these commitments come under the Indo-Lanka Accord, and that they are interested in completely taking over those oil tank farms, you have chosen to go international. And we know what that means. If it was some other government, we would know for sure what that means. So there is no guarantee that India will come. Because on the one hand, you say that you want India. On the other hand, you aggravate a situation. You create a situation, you create doubts. And the eastern province's entire future, according to this budget, depends on India. All up in arms, Honorable Deputy Speaker. Even that, we have no definite commitment because of your own policies, which very clearly might negatively impact India. Then, with regards to agriculture and food security, another topic that the budget speaks of. Honorable Deputy Speaker, for the Northeast, forestry and high security zones, the forestry department and the high security zone is a curse. Soon after the war, you declared high security zones for the military, and the forest department took over large swathes of land from which people were displaced because of the war situation. When they came back, their lands had been declared a forest area. We've been trying to get it back, but we are not able to. People are arrested, they are produced before courts without bail for weeks.
Honorable, you have 2 more minutes.
Please give me 2 more minutes, Honorable Deputy Speaker. Not 2 more minutes, 2 more minutes over the 2 more minutes. Nothing about any of that in this budget. If you don't tackle the forestry and if you don't tackle the militarization of the Northeast, which the government said it will in the last 3 months, it has done nothing, then this concept of agriculture and food security becomes a pipe dream for people in the Northeast, Honorable Deputy Speaker. You talk about dairy production. Well and good, we'll be supporting it the highest. But in the eastern province, in Mailattamadu and Madhavane, those dairy lands that have been allocated, over 30,000 acres of land, is today being forcibly confiscated by people from outside districts, illegal. They are preventing dairy production there. So far in the past, previous governments have stood against the Tamil people on this question of dairy in Mailattamadu and Madhavane. There is not a word from this government with regard to that very vexed problem. Those people who are affected are protesting even today. It's the second longest protest this country has ever seen, next to the families of the disappeared from the Northeast, because their livelihoods are being destroyed. Not a word from that government. Without tackling the question of Mailattamadu and Madhavane, on the question of dairy production, Honorable Deputy Speaker, this becomes meaningless for the people of the eastern province. Irrigation sector, another very good and something that we would strongly support. But the budget and the Honorable President mentions 2 important projects, the Madhur Oya Right Bank Development Scheme. Now, do you know, Honorable Deputy Speaker, that the reason why the dairy product people from the eastern province in Mailattamadu and Madhavane are facing such a calamitous situation by their lands being grabbed and them losing their livelihoods is because, in fact, of this Madhur Oya Right Bank Development Scheme? Because the previous governments wanted to colonize those areas, chase away the Tamil people, colonize those areas with outside district people, and it is because of that that this Mailattamadu Madhavane livestock problem became such a huge problem. This government talks of continuing and bringing that project to a fruition, but without addressing the colonization sinister schemes of previous governments, this sends shivers down our spine, Honorable Deputy Speaker, and the government must have answers to that. 1,500 acres in the Malwatoya irrigation scheme. Actually, 15 Muslim families are the ones who are affected when that scheme completes, because the areas are low-lying, they get flooding. But the previous governments have identified 1,500 families from the Anuradhapura district. Now this Malwatoya scheme is from Mannar, my good colleague Mr. Selvam Adakilanath, this is from that district. It is actually in Mannar district, but 1,500 families have been identified from the Anuradhapura district, saying that they are affected by this project and that they are going to be reallocated. And where are they going to be resettled? They are going to be resettled in Chettikulam.
Honorable Gajendra Ponnambalam, can you please wind up?
You have exhausted your two minutes. I'm finishing. All of these schemes, Honorable Deputy Speaker, actually are quite worrisome. Unless the government comes out with very clear, unambiguous positions on the matters that we have raised, this budget goes the same way as the previous ones. The policies of this government are no different from the policies of the governments that we have opposed, budgets that we have opposed. Military expenditure has gone up. I will talk in great detail under the Ministry of Defence. But these are all fundamental problems for members of parliament who represent the Tamil people of the Northeast, none of which have been addressed. And I'm sad to say, and I'm sad because it actually makes us lose hope, Honorable Deputy Speaker. The only party that had not come to power in the last 77 years has come to power. And when that party has come to power, we were hoping that there would be radical change and departure from previous governments. And that was what we were looking for in this budget for the Northeast. But that hasn't happened. And that means, Honorable Deputy Speaker, we have no choice until the government comes clean, until the government gives us unambiguous answers for these issues that we have raised. We have no choice, unfortunately, than to vote against this budget. Thank you.
Order, please. The proceedings of this House will be suspended until 1 p.m. for lunch.